Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Now, back to the
Camp and OB Show, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers.
It's a final 27-24 Minnesota over the Bears on the home opener on Monday Night Football. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Andy Manzer joined by the fellas here. And as I was saying while you guys were watching the very end of the game, it just changed on a dime. And it just there was no consistency on offense after that first drive. It was mayhem after that.
No, and you may have already. You know, folks, look. You know, I looked at OB, and he said to me, "Hamp, it's the same thing as last year." And I said, "No, it's not the same thing, but my God, I got to tell you something, folks. Coaching in this NFL matters. It matters." And Kevin O'Connell,
when you got a chance to put him away, you've got to put him away in this
league. And we didn't.
You can't give him a second, a third, or a fourth breath. And that's exactly what we did. That's exactly what we did. We kept them in the game. They didn't stay in the game. They didn't make it. The second quarter, the third quarter, and part of the fourth quarter, we had the game. But we couldn't finish. We couldn't put them away. And I'm not giving this new coaching staff and everybody that was, oh, whatever. No, you didn't. You lost the damn game at home with a whole new starting. And you couldn't finish them. You couldn't put them away. And you had them on their knees. You had the Vikings on their knees. And we were at home. And you couldn't put them away. You could not.
You know, and you're exactly right, OB. But part of that was excellent. I mean, O'Connell put on a clinic, outscoring the Bears 21-0 in the fourth quarter leading up to that last touchdown the Bears scored just outside of 2 minutes. But they essentially, as you said, that we let them hang around, and then they caught fire. But a couple of plays were instrumental in allowing that to happen. And, you know, hey, Ben Johnson has not been a head coach before. We know that. But you said it and I said it. When he challenged Hockenson on that meaningless fumble, and we, as you said, we're on the 18th floor of the you know, building over here, and we saw it wasn't a fumble.
That was a giant mistake by him, boy. I'll tell you
what. And it burned a timeout that how much more would we have had as a chance if we could have got the clock stopped? And the other thing
is, that's the head coach, and he made a mistake like that.
And another one. It's 2:02 on the clock, and you're kicking off. Kick the damn thing out of bounds. Don't let the clock start. Make them have the two-minute warning be an extra timeout. But no, we kick it right down the middle of the field, and they bring it out. They don't care whether – it doesn't matter where they put the ball. You want the clock is the enemy. And you know what? His time management was atrocious.
Danny, folks, what Dan Hampton just said, kick it out of bounds. Kick it out of bounds. And you still got the two-minute warning.
But how
– you've got another – time out. My God, what Dan just said, that's what should have happened. And I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out.
And the other part of it is they had all the momentum, and when we were punting, we didn't go maximum protection, and we got a punt blocked. And all of these things, that's where you're basically in a mode where you're protecting your lead.
Dan,
you do whatever you have to do to protect it.
I'm going to stick by my words. What the opening volley here when we opened up, we had them, and didn't put them away.
You're exactly right. They were on their knees.
Anybody tells you anything different, folks, they don't know their front side from whatever. I'm telling you, they didn't put them away when they had the chance. You can't let people keep going and getting chances and keep going. It's going to jump up and bite you, and it bit you. And what a way to open the 25-26 season. New coaching staff, our quarterback 1 year under his belt. Things were really looking a great thing for us. And what do? In front of the greatest fans on this planet, We fall flat on our face. And why do we fall on our face? More so than not because of stupidity. Sheer stupidity by this coaching staff. Just listen to what Dan just said. That's what happened. Sheer stupidity.
And those were our multitude of Mueller Auto Group game-changing moments, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships with locations in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville.
If that was Mike Mueller from the Mueller, if that was Mike Mueller, that he'd be fired by now. That would be the fastest hire and fire in the NFL.
Well, you know, he doesn't do that. That's why he's got all those Auto Group stores, right?
Well, oh, my God.
And besides that, we had over 10 penalties, well over 100-something yards. You know, two big pass interference calls. Yeah, the secondary was depleted.
My, I wonder why.
Yeah. But
they didn't do a damn thing.
You know, and again, it was amazing how this game played out. You were exactly right. They were Minnesota was moping around.
Yes, they
McCarthy
were.
McCarthy looked awful.
Terrible. And we couldn't put them away. We wouldn't put them away.
And you know what? We finally score a touchdown on the opening drive of the season. We look at each other and say, hey, it's a new day. It's a new day, a new coach, a new team. Well, guess what? What happened after that? Punt. Turnover on downs where we don't kick the field goal. From the 24, we go for it on fourth and three. How much difference would that have mattered if we would have kicked the field goal there? But
it's
on we go.
Sense. That's what should have prevailed, but it didn't.
Then we punt. Then we kick a field goal. And then we come back second half. We punt. We miss a field goal. We punt. We punt. We punt. Finally, on the last drive, a desperation drive. We got every break in the book to get it down and score. But again, Andy, the word squander.
Oh yeah,
I use it all the time. I do it all the time on the golf course. But I'm not getting paid millions of dollars. The point is, this team squandered a win tonight, and
yes,
that is so backbreaking, disheartened.
And I'll tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, you can put it on the coaches. And you can put it on the players. It was a team effort, the Bears. It was a team effort to have a chance opening the 25-26 season at home, and you've got the game, you've got it in your back pocket, and you get mugged, and you let the other guy walk away with the money, and you're done. You're done.
21 points unanswered in the fourth quarter. I can't remember any team that's got a chance to win in that situation. But O'Connell put on a clinic. And you know what? The halftime adjustments, I was really expecting our offense to open it up and be so much more, you know, successful in the second half. And it just didn't happen. On the other hand, with 1 minute left in the third quarter, 1 minute, so 16 minutes left in the ball game, we were sitting on an 11-point lead. That's when we challenged the tight end, Hockenson, you know, the fumble call. And again,
that was a giant mistake by our coaching staff.
Yes, the coaches upstairs start yelling, challenge it. And so
we're sitting on the 18th floor here at 303 Wacker, East Wacker. And Dan and I look, what are they doing? They blew a timeout. And they could have used that timeout at the end of the game. But they blew it. Because they didn't know what the hell they were talking about. How can Dan and I be sitting on the 18th floor watching the game and said, that's a bad challenge. That's a real bad challenge. Unbelievable, folks. What does that fall under? Sheer stupidity.
And what did I say? I said, that's going to come back to haunt us.
Yes, you did, Dan.
It's just the way that – and you say it every week, LB.
Stupid also.
You said every week, that's why they play four quarters.
That's right.
You know, we were killing them through three, but it doesn't matter when you can't stop anybody and our offense can't generate anything as far as a consistent attack to where we have a chance to score.
All right, let's take a timeout. We'll get your phone calls. We're with you till 11:30 here
tonight.
What's the number? 312-981-7200 is the number. The number is on the scoreboard, not in favor of the Bears. 27-24, Vikings win it here at Soldier Field.
I thought they were going to win. I really did.
I did too.
I thought that they would win this game. I thought Ben Johnson would come in here with this new positive attitude and going after people and taking care of business, and I'll be deadly damned if it did not happen.
More of the same. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Dan Hampton's defensive player of the game.
Play clock is at one. They just got it away on third and long. Watch out. Picked off. There's Wright down the sideline. Gets a block. And now a touchdown. The former Viking. Pick six.
That is Dan Hampton's defensive player of the game, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Nashawn Wright, 74 yards to pay dirt, making up for that 42-yard pass interference play, which he never looked back for the ball, and that was one of the easier calls of the game.
Offensively, when we had a chance, it was almost from the get-go, first quarter, the second quarter, Danny, even in the third quarter, it kept, you know, where they're getting the breaks, they're getting the ball back. It's the other team is, you know, three downs, then punt, whatever have you, and the score, we're winning by 3 points, 4 points, couple points, and remember, Danny, I said, when are we going to put these guys away? Sooner or later, up pops the devil. It's going to happen. And I'll be damned if it didn't.
I don't know if I've ever remembered a game where we started on defense holding them 0 for 10 on third down conversions, and we wind up losing. Let's go to the call.
27-24, the final.
Point.
Yep. All right, let's go out to Mike in Elmwood Park. Mike, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys. I see we're back to square one, and I don't see them going anywhere this year. I really don't.
Well,
and I hate to say it, but hey, you know, I mean, they didn't look good the first half. Last year they couldn't score. Now this year they can't score in the second half. It's crazy.
Well, I wouldn't go so far to say, you know, throw the season away. You know, if you look at the stats, we had 20 first downs to Minnesota's 14. Both teams were awful on third down, 3 of 12. But our total yardage, much more. Our passing yardage, much more. We had more sacks. You look at the stats, and they'll lie to you. You'd think the Bears won. But you know what? Kevin O'Connell, we had Noah Sewell playing, and he led the team in tackles. He played hard. But it was his first major game action. And when they threw the touchdown pass on a wheel route, he got screened. And you can't get screened as a linebacker when you've got the back out of the backfield for that 35-yard touchdown pass to the running back, Aaron Jones. And so much of the time, O'Connell was calling plays that was creating opportunities for the Viking offense. Consequently, we weren't calling anything that was creating those opportunities. And yeah, Caleb made some pretty nice catches, the throw to Cole Kmet and the catch. I mean, that was big time. But it was too little, too late. And again, we score on the opening drive, and from then on, the next 54 minutes, we do nothing. We get one field goal and miss a field goal. And that's how you lose a game, Andy.
27-24, the final. Vikings over the Bears. Let's go out to here in the city of Chicago, we'll say hi to Marty. Marty, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. We're leaving the stadium right now. You know, they scored opening drive. It was the happiest I've been in that stadium for a long time, long-time season ticket holder. And then the air got let out of the stadium. It's the same damn franchise. I thought Ben Johnson was supposed to be the whiz kid. What was he doing? No creativity, no nothing. Is this more of a Caleb problem or more of a Ben Johnson problem? I don't know, but I am upset right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, Marty. I can't argue with you. You mentioned two guys, and those are two of the guys. If you were to pick, you know, of the 53 guys on the team and the 30 – by the way, there are 31 coaches on the staff. 31 coaches. If you were to pick a player and a coach who was the problem, it was our head coach – and it was supposedly our number one player on the team, Caleb Williams. That was our problem, those two guys.
The most important player on the person on this team is the quarterback. Was he good tonight? No. You know, his numbers weren't that bad. He was 21 of 35. You know, a quarterback rating of 86.7. As bad as McCarthy was, he was only 13 of 20 with a quarterback rating of 98.5. So J.J. McCarthy, in his very first game, in all practical measuring sticks, outplayed Caleb. Now, who's the second most important person on this team? It's the play caller head coach. Both of them had bad nights. And I got to tell you, OB, for a quarterback to throw the ball as bad as Caleb did in the fourth quarter, missing players, missing DJ by 15 yards out of bounds.
Oh, my God.
Missing Dunze on the out route by 10 yards. I mean, those, again, if you think you can convince a fan base that you're heading in the right direction and you watch the tape, they're going to be saying, I'm seeing the same thing.
You want to say it again, which I just said here about 2 minutes ago or whatever, two guys, Caleb Williams. He's supposedly our top player. You know, he's the next coming of whoever the greatest quarterback is and who was ever mine. And it was our head coach. Those two. They didn't show up today. They didn't. Why do I say that? We lost again on opener at home against a team that I think we had a pretty good chance to beat, Dan. If things would have gone the way I think they should have gone, we didn't become aggressive. We couldn't put them away. And at the end of the game, we couldn't stop them, which falls under we couldn't put them away.
Well, one last thing. You know, when you're looking at this, you see the Minnesota Vikings and you say there's two guys on their offense we got to stop. Yeah, you know Justin Jefferson. He only caught four catches for 44 yards. So, essentially, we did a pretty good job on him, down three of our best defensive backs.
And Hawkinson, their tight end, is a pretty good tight end.
Oh, he's terrific. And Aaron Jones only had 23 yards rushing. How do you lose when you stop their two playmakers? I'll tell you how. Minnesota outcoached us.
All right, we'll get you more of your calls coming up after the top of the hour news break.
Which I would have bet against it. That's why I thought, Andy, when you said when we did the show,
preseason?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I said, who would I think would? I thought the Bears could win this game. To start out brand new with a guy named Ben Johnson and all this stuff, thought, here we go. Second year quarterback at home. Wow, perfect. Perfect for us to get it done.
27-24, Vikings over the Bears. We'll take the timeout and come back and get more of your calls coming up after the top of the hour. We're with you till 11:30 here tonight. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hey, football fans, he's back. Longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk.
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk,
Vuk
at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois.
Hot route, hot route.
Who brought it today? Looking at which Bear played tough, played hard.
All right, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. DeAndre Swift gets the call tonight. 17 carries, 53 yards on the ground. He caught three balls for 12 and was targeted five times. He brought it today. DeAndre Swift is the man that brought it today.
And, I mean, it wasn't a lot of big numbers, but he actually was presenting a physicality that this offense didn't bring to the field. I mean, we were kind of like titty bumping out there and bumping around and not making anything happen. I got to tell you, I like Adunze a lot. Go back and watch the film. It looked like he was jogging on so many routes. Same thing with DJ Moore. I mean, there was no sense of urgency, OB, and this offense had better find a way to put it in gear.
Well, that goes with what I said earlier. A couple of things, folks, about team stats, okay? Total number of plays. They had 49 plays. We had 63. That's roughly what? We had 14 more plays to make something happen. And in total yards, the Vikings 254. We had 317. and 17 yards. What is that, 64 yards more? And here's the killer. We had six more minutes than they did. We gained over 60 yards more than they did. We had six more minutes of time, and we had 14 more plays than the Vikings. And when I said the opening volley, we didn't put them away. We had them, and we couldn't put them away. Take your pick at who you want to blame. Pretty much all of the above.
Hey, I'm going to blame...
Pretty much all of the above, baby.
Cairo Santos. There was a minute left in the third quarter, and he misses, what was it, a 50-yarder?
50-yard field goal.
No, that sounds like a long way. 50. Well, guess what? The ball, the line of scrimmage is the 33. Their kicker just got through, busted it through for 59 right before the half to set the Soldier Field record. And Cairo goes up there and kind of and shanked it. And they get the ball at the 40. Well, what are they going to do? Well, guess what? They put together a 6-play, 60-yard drive for a touchdown to get them back in the game. And even though we stopped the 2-point conversion, missing that field goal created doubt in Ben Johnson's mind. Now, at the end of the game, when we got down to the red zone, we needed 10 points. The smart play would have been, when you feel like your kicker could kick it, kick it, then kick off, try to get the ball back. But instead, he was scared to put Cairo back out there and went for the touchdown and burned all that time.
And that's what I said when the opening volley here. Again, when you've got a chance in this game, folks, and again, I cannot impress upon you how the urgency of every second, of every minute, of every play, of every game, and again, why? There's only 17 of them. There's only 17. And there's only one team that can be crowned world champion. And we had a chance to take a threat of ours in our own division. We're at home, and we had them, and we couldn't put them away. The coaches didn't coach, and the players didn't perform. That's exactly what the hell happened out there tonight. Anybody tells you any different, they don't know what they're talking about. The coaches failed the players, and the players failed themselves and the fans. And it's a damn shame. We could have had this game.
No, it was right there. And
yes, it was.
The block punt and the missed field goal and the turnover on downs when we went for it on fourth and three from the 24. They all add up, folks, and you can, do the math.
But we had six more minutes, folks. But this game is 60 minutes, and we had six more minutes of total football against the Minnesota Vikings. We had 14 more plays, my God, and we gained closer to 65 more yards than they did, and we lose the game. They cut us. I
got to tell you, Jalen Johnson being out, Kyler Gordon, obviously that was a factor, especially late. But Tyreek Stevenson, he hung in there and fought all night. He's the kid that, started the downfall in Washington last year, whatever. But he was very, very impressive to me tonight, the way he stayed in there. Nashawn Wright got dinged up, came back. But some of the high-dollar players, Montez Sweat, invisible again tonight. Invisible. They were platooning, putting in the backup players all throughout the, second and third and fourth quarter. Montez Sweat makes $25 million a year. He needs to play every damn down. And another thing, Trumaine Edmonds, talk about soft as soap. Trumaine Edmonds watched the film running behind blocks. That's the coward's way. Instead of fighting across it, getting into the running back's lane, ran behind blocks all night, creating those gaps where the Vikings were able to bust it from like a 2-yard gain to an 8-yard gain. And they add up, Andy.
Danny, let me just ask you this question. We did nothing basically to win this game. I know that sounds, what did he just say? And I'm going to tell you what. You go back to training camp, okay? And the draft. and the mini camps that we had, and this camp, that camp, and every other kind of camp. Then we get to the exhibition season. There's three games. Folks, we had these guys running around in shorts and T-shirts, okay, for all during training camp, whatever have you. And then we have three exhibition games, and basically the guys that are supposed to play tonight, the guys that are making millions upon millions, are supposed to show up tonight and take care of business. And what did you see out there? They took care of business? They showed up to play? They were ready to play tonight? No, they weren't. And when you go, the reason why you play the exhibition games is to get ready for the season. That's why you play them, to get your timing down in the passing game, in the running game, to get your blitzes corrected, get your blitzes, your timing down with line tricks, blitzes, safety blitzes. You do that in the exhibition season. Our guys are running around in shorts, T-shirts, and sunglasses. Danny,
it's just game one.
It was so infuriating, and there they are, funning around on the sidelines, and like these guys are some super football players or something. And in the meantime, what do we do? Go for what, the first of the 17 games that count, and guess what? We lost.
Have a 17-6 lead, and then see it go the way it did there in the fourth quarter. You know, we said going into week one that the team that would make the least number of mistakes would win the game, and unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of that. We made too many there late in the game, myself included. There were a number of things that I could have done better, a number of things that a number of guys could have done better. When you look down at the stat sheet and you see 12 penalties, that's got to get cleaned up in a hurry, and yet we've been saying that all training camp as well.
Hey, Coach Ben Johnson talking after the loss, 27-24. Happy to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
You know, an old saying is excellence is the residue of preparation. OB said right before we went to break, you think if you set him down, Ben Johnson, and said, okay, if you could go back, would you have done something different through the process of the preseason? We had four motion penalties in the first half,
yep,
breaking any type of momentum that we were hopefully able to continue on and score some points and put people away. But when you make mistake after yes. mistake because you're not prepared, that's what it is, folks. You're not prepared. Long way to go, but I'll tell you this. A lot of the high-dollar players on this roster, they didn't show up tonight. I mentioned Trumaine Edmonds, Montez Sweat. They were invisible. They're the two highest-paid players on defense. Where were they? They make any plays? I didn't see any on offense. That offensive line, yeah. Caleb wasn't sacked eight times. He's not going to be on a pace to get 68 sacks again. But there were a lot of people coming at him in the backfield, forcing him to panic, get out of the pocket, make some, you know, improvisational plays, which he's good at. But that is not the way this offense is supposed to operate. So the preparation wasn't there, OB.
Dan, that is my point. That's why you have the exhibition season. If they could have maybe had situations like that. You don't have to. You can play whatever you want in the exhibition season. Do something. Set situations up for yourself. Be smart about it. Utilize those games. Put your players in there instead of letting them stand around walking with sunglasses on and T-shirts. And what did they do during the week? Same damn thing. Running around with T-shirts.
You know, if you would have told me in the pregame, okay, you're missing all your DBs, blah, blah, blah. But Justin Jefferson, maybe the best wide receiver in football, is only going to have 44 yards. Aaron Jones, a dangerous running back that always, always breaks our back running the ball, he'd only have 27. I would have said, we're going to win this game.
Dan, that's why I said that.
But
we had it, but we didn't take advantage of it.
And I went through it, Andy, and you know, I don't have the drive sheet here, but what was it? It was a TD, and then we went punt, turnover on downs, punt, field goal, half, punt, punt, miss field goal, punt, punt, then finally a meaningless touchdown drive at the very end of the game because of the way they squandered the clock
that
going
was
into
our
the
offense.
2 minute warning. So, I mean, way. And your point, OB, we had them on their knees.
Yes, we did.
You know,
that's my point. That's why I can't get past them.
Well, Brian Flores, I mean, he didn't seem like, you know, the second coming of Buddy Ryan tonight. But guess what? They figured out how to get this offense off track after that opening drive, and Kevin O'Connell basically put on a clinic, scoring 21 unanswered to come from behind and take control of the game. So coaches matter. Our coaches were not the factor we're paying them to be.
Dan, because they didn't have this team prepared or ready to meet four quarters of football against a serious opponent. We were the T-shirt gang.
Yep.
But they might have been out in front of the stadium in T-shirts and selling sunglasses. Maybe they'd have done a better job.
You know, I mentioned it while you guys were still in the conference room watching the game, that it certainly seemed like Kevin O'Connell, it was almost like the fighting analogy of the rope-a-dope, because he didn't seem concerned bit at all in the first half of the game, even when they were down, you know, 4 points at the half. And it just was all gangbusters in that second half.
And there's another point that I think you got to look at. In the second quarter, we get the ball down to the 24, and it's 4th and 3. Instead of taking the sure field goal, Ben Johnson wants to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to go for it, just like, you know, Daddy Dan Campbell over in Detroit, whatever. He doesn't have the same operation that he did in Detroit, where he can trust the offensive tackles to block people, the offensive interior to, you know, keep penetration out, receivers that would catch the ball, all these different things Detroit is capable of. That's why you say, hey, we're not scared to go on fourth down. This point in time in the season, it was a mistake, and it came back to bite us.
Yeah,
it did, Danny. If there was one thing that I would say, and I've been harping on it here since we've been on the air, is that we had it, and why didn't we take it and secure it and take and walk away with a victory? Go back to what I said. If you think that didn't count back in June, back in July, back in August, you're sadly mistaken.
I read a story today where Ben Johnson showed the film of the Super Bowl game between Atlanta and Tampa Bay 6-8 years ago, and how New England was down 28-3, and yet they came back, tied it, and won in overtime. You would think that would be a precursor to what happened tonight. We had an 11-point lead essentially going into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And yet the Minnesota Vikings held true. They kept their composure. They put together 3 touchdown drives in a row, basically, to knock the Bears out of the game.
Yeah, you know, you would seem too with the decision to go on fourth down. The crowd was into it. They were looking good. And I'll bet you he'll admit to
and
his
I
confidence
that,
at that
point
he
time,
got sucked into it.
We had momentum and crowd, all that. But we don't have the preparation,
exactly. Obviously.
And I hate to say it, OB, who would know that? Would you know it? I wouldn't know it. I don't watch every practice. I don't call the plays. Something, you know, I really feel that in an abstract way, Ben Johnson had his pants pulled down tonight by the coaching staff of the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, and I agree with you on that. And if you want to point your finger at the players, the coaches, which one would you point at? I would point it right at the coaches. We had the game. We had this game. And we let them walk out of Soldier Field with a victory. And we had it.
Well, as Bill Parcells used to say, on to Detroit. We've got Detroit a week from yesterday, so we've got a short week.
Yep.
And hopefully a lot of these mistakes will be corrected, not only on the field, but in the coaches' ranks. And again, Dennis Allen, there were some good things that we, you know, the Troy Aikman was, you know, slobbering over him going, oh, wow, he's doing great, blah, blah, blah. You know, and Gervon Dexter, you know, got a sack. He was blocked at the line of scrimmage and kind of fell. I mean, we weren't really doing anything. Minnesota was self-destructing, and yet
they won.
We got to get better last year, whatever. But he was very, very impressive to me tonight, the way he stayed in there. Nashawn Wright got dinged up, came back. But some of the high-dollar players, Montez Sweat, invisible again tonight. Invisible. They were platooning, putting in the backup players all throughout the, you know, second and third and fourth quarter. Montez Sweat makes $25 million a year. He needs to play every damn down. And another thing, Trumaine Edmonds, talk about soft as soap. Trumaine Edmonds watched the film running behind blocks. That's the coward's way. Instead of fighting across it, getting into the running back's lane, ran behind blocks all night, creating those gaps where the Vikings were able to bust it from like a 2 yard gain to an 8 yard gain. And they add up, Andy.
Danny, let me just ask you this question. To me, we did nothing basically to win this game. I know that sounds, what did he just say? And I'm going to tell you what. You go back to training camp, okay? And the draft and the mini camps that we had and this camp, that camp, and every other kind of camp. Then we get to the exhibition season. There's three games. Folks, we had these guys running around in shorts and T-shirts, okay, for all during training camp, whatever have you. And then we have three exhibition games, and basically the guys that are supposed to play tonight, the guys that are making millions upon millions, are supposed to show up tonight and take care of business. And what did you see out there? They took care of business? They showed up to play? They were ready to play tonight? No, they weren't. And when you go, the reason why you play the exhibition games is to get ready for the season. That's why you play them, to get your timing down in the passing game, in the running game, to get your blitzes corrected, get your blitzes, your timing down with line tricks, blitzes, safety blitzes. You do that in the exhibition season. Our guys are running around in shorts, T-shirts, and sunglasses. Danny,
it's just game one.
It was so infuriating, and there they are, funning around on the sidelines, and like these guys are some super football players or something. And in the meantime, what do we do? Go for what, the first of the 17 games that count, and guess what? We lost.
27-24, the final. Vikings over the Bears. We got to take a timeout here. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Have a 17-6 lead and then see it go the way it did there in the fourth quarter. You know, we said going into week one that the team that would make the least number of mistakes would win the game. And unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of that. We made too many there late in the game, myself included. There were a number of things that I could have done better, a number of things that a number of guys could have done better. When you look down at the stat sheet and you see 12 penalties, that's got to get cleaned up in a hurry. And yet we've been saying that all training camp as well.
Hey, Coach Ben Johnson talking after the loss, 27-24. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
You know, an old saying is excellence is the residue of preparation. And what OB said right before we went to break, you think if you set him down, Ben John, and said, okay, if you could go back, would you have done something different through the process of the preseason? We had four motion penalties in the first half,
yep,
breaking any type of momentum that we were hopefully able to continue on and score some points and put people away. But when you make mistake after mistake, because you're not prepared. That's what it is, folks. You're not prepared. Long way to go, but I'll tell you this. A lot of the high-dollar players on this roster, they didn't show up tonight. I mentioned Trumaine Edmonds, Montez Sweat. They were invisible. They're the two highest paid players on defense. Where were they? They make any plays? I didn't see any on offense. That offensive line, yeah. Caleb wasn't sacked eight times. He's not going to be on a pace to get 68 sacks again. But there were a lot of people coming at him in the backfield, forcing him to panic, get out of the pocket, make some, you know, improvisational plays, which he's good at. But that is not what the way this offense is supposed to operate. So the preparation wasn't there, OB.
Dan, that is my point. That's why you have the exhibition season. If they could have maybe had situations like that, you don't have to. You could play call whatever you want in the exhibition season. Do something. Set situations up for yourself. Be smart about it. Utilize those games. Put your players in there instead of letting them stand around walking with sunglasses on and T-shirts. And what did they do during the week? Same damn thing, running around with T-shirts.
You know, if you would have told me in the pregame, okay, you're missing all your DBs, blah, 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 but Justin Jefferson, maybe the best wide receiver in football, is only going to have 44 yards. Aaron Jones, a dangerous running back that always, always breaks our back running the ball, he'd only have 27. I would have said, we're going to win this game.
Dan, that's why I said that.
But
when
the
we
mistakes.
Had it, but we didn't take advantage of it.
And I went through it, Andy. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't have the drive sheet here, but what was it? It was a TD, and then we went punt, turnover on downs, punt, field goal, half, punt, punt, miss field goal, punt, punt. Then finally, a meaningless touchdown drive at the very end of the game because of the way they squandered the clock
that
going
was our
into
offense.
The two-minute warning. So, I mean – way, way. And your point, OB, we had them on their knees.
Yes, we did.
You know,
that's my point. That's why I can't get past it.
Well, Brian Flores, I mean, he didn't seem like, you know, the second coming of Buddy Ryan tonight. But guess what? They figured out how to get this offense off track after that opening drive. And Kevin O'Connell basically put on a clinic, scoring 21 unanswered to come from behind and take control of the game. So coaches matter. Our coaches were not the factor we're paying them to be.
Dan, because they didn't have this team prepared or ready to meet four quarters of football against a serious opponent. We were the T-shirt gang.
Yep.
But they might have been out in front of the stadium in T-shirts and selling sunglasses. Maybe they'd have done a better job.
You know, I mentioned it while you guys were still in the conference room watching the game, that it certainly seemed like Kevin O'Connell, it was almost like the fighting analogy of the rope-a-dope, because he didn't seem concerned bit at all in the first half of the game, even when they were down, you know, 4 points at the half. And it just was all gangbusters in that second half.
And there's another point that I think you got to look at. In the second quarter, we get the ball down to the 24, and it's 4th and 3. Instead of taking the sure field goal, Ben Johnson wants to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to go for it just like, you know, Daddy Dan Campbell over in Detroit, whatever. He doesn't have the same operation that he did in Detroit, where he can trust the offensive tackles to block people, the offensive interior to, you know, keep penetration out, receivers that would catch the ball, all these different things Detroit is capable of. That's why you say, hey, we're not scared to go on fourth down. This point in time in the season, it was a mistake, and it came back to bite us.
Yeah,
it did, Danny. If there was one thing that I would say, and I've been harping on it here since we've been on the air, is that we had it. We had it, and why didn't we take it and secure it and take and walk away with a victory? Go back to what I said. If you think that didn't count back in June, back in July, back in August, you're sadly mistaken.
I read a story today where Ben Johnson showed the film of the Super Bowl game between Atlanta and Tampa Bay 6-8 years ago, and how New England was down 28-3, and yet they came back, tied it, and won in overtime. You would think that would be a precursor to what happened tonight. We had an 11-point lead essentially going into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And yet, the Minnesota Vikings held true. They kept their composure. They put together three touchdown drives in a row, basically, to knock the Bears out of the game.
Yeah, you know, you would seem to, with the decision to go on fourth down, the crowd was into it. They were looking good. And I'll bet you he'll admit to
and
his confidence
that
he got sucked into it.
We had momentum and crowd, all that, but we don't have the preparation,
exactly. Obviously.
And I hate to say it, OB, who would know that? Would you know it? I wouldn't know it. I don't watch every practice. I don't call the plays. Something, you know, I really feel that in an abstract way, Ben Johnson had his pants pulled down tonight by the coaching staff of the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, and I agree with you on that. And if you want to point your finger at the players, the coaches, which one would you point at? I would point it right at the coaches. We had the game. We had this game. And we let them walk out of Soldier Field with a victory. And we had it.
Well, as Bill Parcells used to say, on to Detroit. We've got Detroit a week from yesterday. So we've got a short week.
Yep.
And hopefully a lot of these mistakes will be corrected, not only on the field, but in the coaches' ranks. And again, Dennis Allen, there were some good things that we, you know, Troy Aikman was, you know, slobbering over him going, oh, wow, he's doing great, blah, blah, blah. You know, and Gervon Dexter, you know, got a sack. He was blocked at the line of scrimmage and kind of fell. I mean, we weren't really doing anything. Minnesota was self-destructing, and yet
they won.
We got to get better. We've got to get better. Our defensive line was dominated the last two-thirds of the game. We got to go back to the drawing board.
All right, that's going to do it for us here tonight. 27-24, Vikings over the Bears. Big thanks again to Sammy, Jack, and Eli on the other side of the glass. Doing
a great job
as always. And we'll come back and talk to you again on Sunday. We'll have an 11 a.m. pregame show. We'll go till noon, and then the Bears take on the Lions. And we'll come back for the postgame show after that one. Hopefully we're talking about Bears evening up their record at 1-1. The Lions reeling after their game against Green
Absolutely.
Bay.
Absolutely. Hey, trust me, Detroit's not coming in here to lose. They know they won 15 times last year. They're going to try to get their first win against us.
What did I tell you? I said, you think Minnesota's coming here to lose? No, they're not.
All right, we're going to get into the newsroom now, and here on 720 WGN, Hamp and OB. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partners of the Chicago Bears.